Chapter 25. Carl had no difficulty finding Judge Moore's house. He recognized it from what he'd seen on the news. It was a fine red brick house with white trim and black shutters, the kind of house where well-off, respectable folk would want to raise their families and host dinner parties. He could imagine what it would look like at the holidays, like something from a Hallmark Christmas card. There would be candles in all the windows, a big wreath on the shiny black front door, evergreen garland wound around the pair of white columns. Inside, there would be a very tall, noble fir hung with colored lights and every kind of ornament. Now it was the perfect picture of fall, with big maple trees shedding their leaves onto the lawn, pumpkins on the front step. This was exactly the kind of house he would have imagined for Carrie Moore. A fine house for a fine lady. Carl drove past in the Volvo, noting the police car sitting at the curb in front of the house. He drove around the block looking for more cops, but he didn't see any. No radio cars, no unmarked cars with men sitting in them pretending to be waiting for someone. There was an alley, but he didn't dare go down it. There could have been police sitting in Carrie Moore's backyard. Maybe, when it got dark, he would park the Volvo on the street and slip down the alley on foot. For now, Carl drove to the parking lot on the north end of Lake Calhoun, which was connected to Lake of the Isles by a canal. Lake Calhoun was bobbing with sailboats, bright white against the gleaming blue water. Calhoun was huge, hundreds of acres wide between its shores. Lake of the Isles was much smaller, but very scenic, with its small islands and abundance of waterfowl, which cartwheeled in the sky above and used the lake's glassy surface as a landing pad. Carl walked north along the paved path that followed the shoreline. Minnesotans had spilled out of their homes in droves to take in the warm sun and blue skies. The walking path was busy with people of all ages, from babies in strollers to white-haired elderly men and women. Bikers and people on inline skates whizzed past on the outer paved path. Carl breathed deep of the fresh air, feeling thankful and optimistic. When he could see Judge Moore's home, he found a park bench and sat down. He had stopped at a busy deli on his way over and gotten himself a roast beef sandwich with mustard and a bottle of Coca-Cola. Now he took his lunch out of the bag and began to eat. All around him, he could hear snatches of conversation. A woman complaining about her daughter-in-law, a woman complaining about her lumbago, a woman complaining about her husband, two men brainstorming some kind of a business deal, a young couple in a serious discussion about the future of their relationship. Everyday life was walking past him, he thought. People caught up in their own little dramas, unaware that the woman on the park bench they walked past was, in fact, the most wanted man in the city, maybe in the whole country. Carl enjoyed the joke that he was hiding in plain sight. It gave him a sense of accomplishment. As Carla Neal, Neal after Christine Neal, as a little tribute to the woman who had supplied him with his new identity. He was viewed as harmless, just another person going about her life on a lazy Saturday afternoon, not worth taking notice of. As he watched the people around him, children feeding the ducks and Canada geese at the water's edge, mothers chit-chatting, lovers fighting, old men talking about the escaped murderer, old women going on about whatever old women went on about, Carl imagined standing up in the midst of them, peeling off the wig and revealing the monster they all believed he was. He could imagine the sense of horror as something palpable in the air, brushing against him, washing over him. He would breathe it in and convert it to power. The power would make him feel like a giant, invincible. Of course, that would never happen. He would remain as he was, a quiet woman, enjoying the lovely day, looking at the lovely home across the way, thinking of the lovely woman inside.